footsteps echoing down the corridor. Old Lou had made up his mind, and not even God could get him to change it. So let it be written, so let it be done. Or some shit like that. I had no idea where I was going or what I was supposed to do, but Lucifer didn't send me out on my own very often. I mean, I'd run tons of missions for him since I'd arrived in Hell, but Balth or one of the other lieutenants were normally with me. This one couldn't be that important, or he'd have dispatched someone else to be sure stuff got done right. I glanced at Balth for support.
I know what you're thinking, Frank, so get it out of your head now.
What? I raised my hands in mock innocence.
This mission your uncle is sending you on is important. He's not sending you because he wants to, but because he can't spare anyone else.
So, I'm expendable? Balth chuckled.
You more than most, Frank.
I sighed. Never ask a question you don't want to hear the answer to. But,
no buts. He waggled a finger. Go grab your gear and meet me in your uncle's quarters in an hour. We've much to go over before you leave for Earth.
Balth gave a half-assed bow and spun on his heels, leaving me to my thoughts. I farted my displeasure and stood my ground in defiance. Until the smell hit me. Yeesh. Ale and yak ribs are a fetid combination. With the stink chasing me out of the room, I went to get my stuff ready. It didn't matter how close Lucifer and I were. When the devil says jump, you jump. And worry about what you land in later. 2. London in November is ghastly. The frigid rain drummed a steady beat atop my head, the brim of my hat just wide enough to keep it out of my eyes. Water ran down the back and sleeves of my long jacket, pooling at my feet and threatening to swallow my boots. Every breath swirled from my lips, billows of white smoke in the night's cold. It was perfect weather. For a funeral. I only hoped it wouldn't be mine. Balth filled me in on my uncle's mission, and I admit, I had mixed feelings about it. The corpses of several hookers had shown up across London's East End out in Whitechapel over the last few months. The women had been butchered, cruelly cut apart and tortured without mercy. Their throats had been slashed to the spine, and their bodies mutilated after the fact. Bits and pieces of their inner workings plucked out and taken as trophies, or something worse. Half of a kidney of one had even been sent to the leader of a local vigilance group to make a point. That's just plain brutal and disturbingly perverse, even for a demon like me. On the other hand, though, there were hookers. Sometimes you just have to look on the bright side. While there wasn't a bunch of time to play, any job with boobs was a good one. The kidney hors d'oeuvres had been accompanied by a letter. While it had been told it looked like it had been written by a dread fiend on an opium binge, the letter had put the spotlight squarely on my uncle's shoulders with the title, From Hell. Lucifer was not pleased. While he never shied away from taking care of business on Earth as he did in Hell, he didn't go out of his way to wave a red flag in God's face either. It was never a good thing to draw the Almighty's attention when you live south of the border. That's the kind of disrespectful shit that got Uncle Luke kicked out of the inner circle in the first place. So, by dint of there being no one else to put on the job, I found myself in an alley in the middle of night, being pissed on by the churning clouds looming above. I'd ask how much worse it could be, but I knew better. So, with only a vague idea of which way to go, I started walking. Guess I should have looked at the map a bit closer. The dimensional gate had opened in the dark recesses of a small alley, the rain and clouds making sure my arrival wouldn't be noticed. I glanced at the nearest windows to find them boarded up tight to keep the night out, which was fine by me. Lucifer wanted my little adventure to be clandestine, or as Balth put it, as sneaky as I was capable of. You gotta love a man with low expectations, second only to a woman with low expectations. Just wanting to get the job done and get home, I pulled my collar up around my cheeks and made my way out of the alley. I felt the puddle splash with every step, but the staccato of falling rain drowned the sound out. Thunder rumbled above, a slow growl that dragged on, but there were no flashes of lightning to be seen. That made it easier to sneak about, but a tickle invaded my nose and wouldn't go away.